Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Hey, hold on. Hey, you guys can still take these calls. Even though the show's over, if you call, we can still get you on. I was talking to the glass room there. A couple things I want to say. First of all, the show is over. If this is the first time listening to the podcast, we just turn the mics on after the show's over and keep going for a little bit. I hear you people talking about the podcast. Some don't like the new format. Here's the struggle that we're having is that we don't have anybody that's able to pull out the teases, and it still sounds out of order sometimes. So what we do is we take the big bits that are the best bits and put them at the front of the podcast. But because now it just seems all gibbly-gobbly because the guy that does our podcast isn't taking the teases out. So I'm having to find a middle ground. So just bear with us this week. We're going to change it up a little bit. So like next week, we're going to do like the we'll do the first segment, and then we'll do like, here's the best segment of the day. We'll run that, and then it gets back to normal. Hmm. Something like that. I got to find a middle ground.
Okay.
Because they did have a valid point about us talking about something that it's we just hadn't the teases, even talked about yet.
Except for that, and they won't listen to the whole show and be like, there's just an issue here.
I get it.
In general.
We're figuring it out.
No, we're not.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll get it.
We are not.
We'll get it fixed. I just got to put the best segments at the front because people aren't getting to the best segments sometimes. If you only have a half hour and you don't know where to go on the show, so...
Mm-hmm.
That being said, and not that many people are complaining, frankly, just a little bit, but I'll fix it. You know what I mean? Okay, good. What's up?
I don't know. What's up with you?
I don't know, dog. What's up with you?
Up, dog.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I slept all night last night. All
I know.
The night.
I like it's all so crazy. Bobby had the best night's sleep.
I came
into
Amy this morning. We got here early. I was like, I slept all the way through the night. Didn't even wake up. That never happens to me. And then I'm so tired.
Right now?
Yeah. I haven't not been tired. And I know I've been extremely delightful and quite funny today, but I've been fighting through to do this.
Huh. It's allergies. I'm telling you.
I don't know, Eddie.
Have you done your thing yet?
No, I was going to go and I canceled. I got to go next week. And here's the problem is they don't let you take Zyrtec or anything before, 10 days before.
So you're dying right now.
Yeah.
Allergies.
I think my body's just reacting odd. But anyway, I was with Amy this morning, and I was like, "Who?" By the way, you always talk on the phone at like 5 in the morning, or you'll be texting. Who do you talk to that early?
No, on emails. Like,
is that what it is?
Yeah, like sometimes I open it up if I have something like from my husband or something from school, like I ignore.
She's always on her phone like early in the morning. And she just does her thing. Like, I'll be recording commercials, she'll walk out of the room. And she comes back in on her phone. I'm like, who do you talk to? Do you have a friend in Japan? Right. This is when you guys catch up.
No, right. It's emails. It's not.
On a boat in the Bahamas somewhere?
Yeah, like, what's the...
Yeah, no, it's nobody that is awake. I don't know. I guess I'm just responding to things or trying to catch up. Like, sometimes that's when I check up what's going on with your Instagram so that if you reference something in the show,
thank you,
I can at least say I watched it, because I feel like lately I've been called out for not being up to speed on what you have going on in your life. And frankly, I want to know, but then I also want to be prepared. So sometimes
I posted
it's that.
A picture today because it's my ex-girlfriend's birthday today.
Mm-hmm.
And so I posted a picture and I was just like, hey, happy birthday at Lindsay L. People are like, what are you doing?
Wishing your friend a happy
birthday. Yeah, I wish you a happy birthday. And
what's wrong with that?
Nothing. Posted it up there. I posted one of Amy for her birthday on two places. I posted on my main feed and I posted on my Insta story. And they're always old school pictures. I like the really old pictures of us.
Mm-hmm.
For a couple reasons. One, because we look funny.
Yeah.
And then two, it just shows we've been together a long time. Mm-hmm. It's like, this is like my longtime friend.
Yeah.
Like, I posted one of, like, from 11 years ago of Amy and I. My first ever Facebook load from my phone, because I couldn't get it to work, is of Amy sitting at her mic in Austin. And I was like...
Your first uploaded picture?
Yeah.
To Facebook?
It's the very first picture on my Facebook. And I was like, I don't know how this works, Amy. And I just took a picture of her. Mm. And then I uploaded it, and my caption is, let's see if this works. And it's a picture of Amy in, like, a white t-shirt doing, like, hands in her ears and the tongue out.
Oh, I think I remember that.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Good day.
Yeah, your birthday was good.
Yeah.
It's Lindsay's really birthday. Good. My birthday's coming up.
I know.
We were on FaceTime last night and Amy's like, what are we doing for your birthday? And I'm not being a birthday hater this year.
What do you mean?
Well, normally kind of a...
Oh,
he doesn't
do
like people celebrating
gotcha.
Him because it's hard for him to receive that kind of attention and love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's weird for me to be like, let's all get together and celebrate me. That being said, I've been working on myself. And I said, you know what? You want to celebrate me? Go for it.
So what are we going
to
do?
I don't know. But we did come to the conclusion last night that I'm okay with whatever. Mm-hmm. And Amy had a big idea for like a big party. She was like, we'll get a rooftop at Dirk's bar.
Oh.
And we'll just have people come by. And I was like, what if we just like...
You shut that one down?
I did.
Knew you didn't like that?
Knew you is not being...
You're absolutely wrong, actually.
Okay.
Don't be a douche.
No, I mean, he had a valid reason
you
why.
Wanted a party.
It's not that it was a bad idea. It just wasn't like the right idea.
Yeah, I thought, hey, why... Instead of just like... Because Amy's like, you have a lot of people...
In your life now, it's hard to figure out who, you know, there's
like
a lot
of
different
life.
Little...
Oh, yeah.
Between like
pockets
and
of people.
And you have your little new group of friends now.
It's not even a new group of friends, but
whoever
it's like
you posted about.
Like the people that like run my comedy tour, the people that book the band, my band members.
Yeah. There's a lot.
There's tour managers, PB. So she's like, I don't know who to invite. I'll just get a bar and send it to everybody. And I was like, don't do that. Let's just invite like the 10 or 11 really close friends. And we'll
just
had
an idea. You said TV people, Luke, Lionel. Katy Perry.
Lionel will not be in town.
Ryan
Seacrest. Oh my goodness. Awesome. This could be epic, Bones.
But I'm not doing that.
Oh.
It'll just
Sharna,
it'll just
all the
be,
dancers.
She's in Australia. They're all a thing. All the dancers.
Carrying on an Ava.
Yes.
Grocery Store Joe.
Awesome. I like Joe. That Joe, Grocery Store Joe, is so ripped. You wouldn't think he was. He posted a picture on his Instagram yesterday.
Goodness.
Joe Amiable. I think that's his name, right? Say his last name.
I don't know. I've never known
his Instagram. I don't know.
It's like Joe Amiable.
I literally don't know his last name. They just call him Grocery Store Joe.
And they don't ever say his last name. I just know him as Joe. I think it's Amiable.
Oh, yes, it is. Amiable 1.
I really like the guy. Like we bonded heavily during the season because we were both the worst two dancers. And there was a pic. No, I guess Alan posted
it.
I
don't see it. Who's
Alan?
Look
up Alan, A-L-A-N.
And he said I asked him about his body, remember? And he said he's just genetically blessed.
Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he eats like crazy.
Yeah, really? He's like, I can pretty much eat whatever
but
I want.
He's young too, right?
Look Alan who?
A-L-A-N-B-E-R-S-T-E-N. Alan Burstyn. He was one of the dancers. He danced with the Instagram girl.
Oh, I see now.
But do you see that? They all have their shirts off playing basketball.
He's
Look how ripped up Joe is.
He's very lean. And then the other dude has a six pack.
They're all ripped up.
I don't understand.
Yes. I'm over here grinding away.
They grind too, right?
I don't know.
No,
he's young.
He said
Joe is
he
like
doesn't.
His 30s.
He is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like I'm up here whooping myself.
Bones, back to this party though.
I got like one ab. What?
If you invited every country artist, who do you think would show up?
Here's another one of Shirtless Joe. That should be his new name.
He's a monster, right? Like, does he look good? What do you
like,
mean?
Would Garth come?
If I invited him?
Yep.
Maybe.
Do we have to do this? Go big.
Wait, what?
But I don't want to have that pressure.
About? That's awkward.
What do you mean the pressure?
Of inviting everyone. Because then you have to go be the belle of the ball and be like, oh, thank you for coming. I just want to hang out with my friends.
Oh. I just thought it'd be awesome to have Luke in a corner and Garth there and Reba.
And just put a guitar in the middle.
Dolly. Yeah, and just whatever. We're at a bar. They can play a song or two. Blake?
Amy's still over on...
I'm on Alan Burstyn's...
Yeah.
Okay, he's the one that dated the Instagram girl.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's standing in front of a train that's going by.
I love that guy,
with
by the
no
way.
Shirt. I know. Yeah. It's just funny. He goes, the train took my shirt, and like posted this, which really he just wanted
Sounds
to post
like
his
Morgan
body.
Too would post.
If I look like that, I would probably do the same thing.
I mean...
And Eddie took a shot at Morgan too.
Wow.
Not the
shirt. Not the shirt. Like,
I was laughing at this guy, not Morgan too. She wouldn't post something like that.
She threw a water bottle at me.
Did she?
She was going to.
Morgan number two, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Wow.
Dying.
Allergies, guys. I'm telling y'all. It's getting us.
Morgan number two sits over there. Let me tell you how good Morgan number two is at her job.
First of all,
yeah. She dominates her job, right? Things are getting uploaded all the time.
Yeah.
She's sending me Instagram stuff. She's like watching American Idol at times, filling me in on things I missed. She's doing all this stuff. Like, you
killing the game.
You're just crushing it. And then she sits over there and works. And then when I call her into the show, she just hops on. Pleasant can be. Never goes, can I talk more? Never goes, I need to talk less. Just does what's asked of her all the time. And then what does she get for it? Eddie's freaking grief.
That was just fun. I mean...
Eddie, you know you're picking on his best friend.
Oh, my bad.
Like,
sorry.
You can't go after his best friend or else he's going to come after you.
Yeah.
That's the
problem. Think about that.
I mean...
Don't pick on my people.
Like, you can't make fun of
her. I saw an Instagram post. I was like, that just sounds like something M2 would have posted.
But on this show, you really get messed with if you're loved.
Yes. We're all friends.
You know, that was an issue early on with Jake on this show. Jake Owen?
Oh, yeah.
He would come in and we would bust his balls, man.
Well, immediately there was a connection with Jake.
Yes. Yes.
Like, they were mutual friends that you guys had, and there was like a connection, like, oh, he's a buddy, and he's totally cool with us, so now we can mess with him.
And he would take a couple shots, and we'd take him back and be like, ooh. And so it got a little dicey there for a bit.
Yes, it did.
I mean, we're close to Jake.
He still comes in, though, just like...
always wondering what's up.
Like, there's something hidden behind some curtain that we're going to get him with. Like, dude, just relax. We're cool.
Yeah, Jake's a good one. Like, someone asked me my favorite interviews of all time. They're interviewing me. They're like, who's your best interview? And for me, it's not always the biggest. It's who you have the most fun with and what comes off the best.
Jake.
And I think I need to make a list of this because this question gets asked to me a lot. I think Jake's probably one of them.
Yeah.
Regardless, like, good or bad, like, that stuff's always... entertaining with Jake. Dude, why do you ask me this? Is you trying to get me? Or he's just like so giving. This podcast with Jake are so good. Anyway, that's it. Where were we? Birthday.
Eddie making fun of Morgan number two. You defending her.
No, we're over that.
Being funny. I will defend you though, Morgan too.
I appreciate that.
She doesn't need you to defend.
She doesn't.
I saw
and that's
her
why
boxing.
I do. And that's why the big...
Yes! Bring that up.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, I see where you're going.
Are you
going.
Bringing up the lunchbox thing?
I wasn't going to. What are you talking about?
Bones. I saw your eyes. Do it.
No. People on Instagram were like, were you guys trying to trick Lunchbox to get him here so he could fight Morgan number two?
Oh, my God. After I saw that video of Morgan number two, I was like, Lunchbox is... now I know why I didn't want to fight you. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. Legit. You would have kicked his
I don't
butt.
Know if that's true. Eddie was yelling that.
Oh, for
but I don't,
sure.
I don't know that that's true. But Morgan number two is strong. She was wrapping her own hands. We go to the gym, and I bought everybody gloves and wraps. And Morgan didn't need gloves or wraps. And Jared, my trainer, and he trains in my gym, he's like wrapping everybody's hands. And he looks over, he's like, hey, Morgan, and she's wrapping her own.
Love it.
And he's like, oh, we got an expert over here. She's like, I'm all good.
She's like, I've watched Rocky.
Then she starts punching the bag, and it's like, boom! Crazy. That's all. Anything you want to say about that?
No. Just ready to fight.
Has anybody boxed since?
Ready to fight who?
Okay.
In case. In my life, if I ever need to fight, I'm ready.
She never has gotten into some fights.
Have you?
Kenny Chesney concert?
Yeah, she said
I've had
she...
almost
Was there a
encounters.
Blake Shelton concert?
No.
You
it was
Blake?
Just No, it was Kenny Chesney.
What, Amy?
Oh, I don't know. I just was wondering. I saw my gloves and wraps when I was getting out of my car this morning, and I was like, ugh.
We can go next week. Eddie wants to go.
I do want to go.
You know, it's now part of my life.
Well, listen,
I have my own gloves, but I don't want to be a poser.
You're not never a poser. What do? We don't know what we're doing. We go and we take a boxing class.
Mm-hmm.
I box a bit, but I don't box people. I don't want to get hit.
Yeah, me neither.
But we could go early next week, like Monday or...
Let me check the old calendar. Okay.
So, yeah, we go and do a boxing class.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll do more. Yeah.
Let's do Tuesday.
I don't know if I can have a doctor.
Ugh.
I have to go and get my... anxiety checked out because they gave me some medicine and I quit taking it.
Wait, I thought
it's making me feel sick. They gave me some new medicine. He was like, this will not.
What is it called?
I don't know. I took it like
Ativan?
What's that?
I don't know. It's the suit. My dad takes it and it's like Xanax, but it's supposed to. It's like
this isn't like
easier,
Xanax because
it's better.
You don't
on
take
him.
It for instances. You're supposed to take it like one every day.
Oh, well, yeah, he's on it daily, but I think because he's like, he freaks out about little things, but it just seemed like a more mild form of it.
And that's what they put me on, something more mild. And I took it twice and felt sick in my stomach.
Mm. Okay. I don't know.
But the anxiety stuff is killer because I'll just be like right now, it could just come on for no reason. And it's like your heart starts beating so fast. It's like you're super nervous for no reason. I'll wake up in the middle of a sleep, pounding in the neck. Not even a nightmare. I have nightmares. It's just like, oh, like what's, it's some underlying issue, obviously.
Yes.
But
I felt that for the first time in my life, like a couple weeks ago. And you've always talked about it. You and Amy have talked about anxiety, and I don't even know what that was. And I finally felt it for the first time. I'm like, dang, that's a terrible feeling.
Out of nowhere?
Out of nowhere. Still don't know what it was.
Yeah, I think unless you actually experience it, you're like, what's happening with people?
Because
I'm not worried about anything. It's
right.
Not like I'm not stressed. There's a difference in like hardcore stress, because I'll do that sometimes. That's not this. That's for some reason, your body's just crippled. It's like, It feels like
how long does that last to you, that feeling?
Sometimes 15 minutes, sometimes an hour.
Yikes. Yeah, my wife was like, what is wrong? I'm like, I really can't explain it. Can't explain it.
Isn't it bizarre? I didn't know I had an anxiety attack in college, but I now know that's what it was. But I mean, I remember the day, like clear as day, like I know what I was doing. I was trying to do laundry. I know the house I lived in. I have very vivid memory of the moment. And then I never experienced it again until my mom died. And then after that was when she was like near death, and I couldn't sleep. And then I would have attacks where just randomly, and then now I'm better. But then going through certain stuff with my dad, like it just kind of comes back.
It's wild.
You can't explain it. But I got an anxiety blanket, and I really like that. Bobby doesn't really.
I had one.
Yeah, but it doesn't really help you.
I was just like, why am I sweating? It's like.
Oh no, I like having that pressure on me. Or if I don't have my blanket, my daughter will come and lay on me. That works.
I think they're trying to replicate a hug.
Yes. Well, it's like if you think about it.
So, Bo, just hit me up, dude. I'll come hold you.
Come give me.
Yes. You don't need a blanket.
Eddie lives the farthest out of everybody.
I guess so. 20 minutes away.
Yeah.
I've clocked it.
Of anyone here. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so, if you ever need us, we can just show up and
I'm good.
Pile on top of you.
He's going to be like, did you take the medicine? I'll be like, yeah, like 2 or 3 days. He's like, and you quit? Yeah. One, I don't like taking medicine. I think medicine's for a reason. But I don't really take Xanax anymore. I used to when I would get them. Maybe like once a week now, like I break it and you have a little piece. But even then, I forget words for like 24 hours. That's a mess with my brain.
I don't like the way when I wake up from it. Well, when I was taking it more regularly to sleep, because it was the only way I would sleep.
Me too for a while.
I felt okay because I guess my body was used to it. And now every once in a while, if I'm like, oh, you know what? I really need to take a sleep, and I'll cut a pill in half and I'll take it. And I wake up the next morning, I'm like, I feel like crap. This is not worth it.
I'll have trouble recalling words in normal conversation because of that pill.
Mm. Dang. Oh.
Like I can't sleep, so I take it because I need sleep. And then I come in. Sometimes I come in here and I'll be like, what is that word? I can't. And it's like a normal everyday word that I can't think of. So anyway, hey, what a bright day.
All right. We're just like you.
I'm a little nuttier.
It's normal. It's all right.
Let me say this. There's a new Bobby cast with Emily Wiseband. Great writer, female, like in her 20s, like real cool. She wrote Consequences for Camila Cabello. Loving you is sunshine. Morgan, too, you know this song?
Yeah, so good.
Yeah, she would. 25.
She would, though.
She wrote Next Boyfriend with Lauren Elena. You look a lot like my next boyfriend. She wrote and won a Grammy with Hillary Scott when Hillary Scott put out her Christian project, Thy Will. And she just signed a record deal for herself to do a pop record, like a big record deal. First time she talked about it on the podcast. Emily did.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
I ended up signing with Warner Brothers like 6 months ago. I'm excited.
Are you going to move to LA?
No. It would be really inauthentic at this point in my life to decide to make a pop record and then go to LA and write with a bunch of people who have never met me. I wanted my record to be true. It's like a pop record, but it's like chock full of great Nashville songwriting.
What's funny, she's in there. What was the word she used? She was like, a little too slutty or something? Hoe bag. She's like, I was a little too hoe bag one night. And I was like, I need to. Somewhere like that. You hear in the podcast. And she was like, I knew I needed to like change myself. So I started writing it.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's a good one. So search BobbyCast wherever you listen to your podcasts, even right here. However you're listening to this, you can also listen to the BobbyCast. However you're listening to this. All right, this is the pre-show. We're going to start today's show right now. Thank you very much. And away we go.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Guess who's back? Back again. We are back. We're your friends. We are back. We are back. We are back. Look at us. Hey, morning, everybody. It's Wednesday morning. One Studio.
Morning.
Well, where do I start? I mean, I got to tell you, I got this new exercise bike. It has changed my life, at least for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to get bored with it, though, because you can, like, get on your Wi-Fi and compete against people. And you know me, I love competition.
Totally.
Like, that's my thing.
I think you'll even probably start to compete with yourself.
Oh, I already do, because as soon as I start going, it gives me my best time ever. And I'm like, I can beat that. And if I don't beat my best time ever every time, I'm so just disgusted with myself.
Oh, my goodness.
Which isn't fair to me. Because I shouldn't be trying to... I should always do my best, but because you don't always beat your best doesn't mean you're lesser of a person.
Correct.
That's right. How I feel, though. If I don't beat my best time, I get off that thing and I'm like, sometimes I hit myself and I'm like, you're such a loser.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Huh. But I get on and our boss in California, who runs like pretty much the whole country, his name's Kevin, and he is on as well, and we can like see how fast each other ride during like 30 minutes. And we race each other. And then we send texts. We follow each other on this thing. It's the craziest thing. And if I don't beat him, I'm disgusted with myself.
Oh my gosh.
And he's a boss too. Like, not just as a, like a.
No, he is a boss.
Yeah, but he's like a, he's a boss, really boss. Strong. So
like
yeah.
Like fit.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, it's really helped. Like that. I don't like cardio, but I get off the thing and I'm pouring sweat. It's good for me. I like this bike. I've been hitting it pretty hard. It's in my room too. I believe if you keep things close to you, you're more prone to use them. Like, yeah. I keep the books that I want to read right next to my bed. Because you know what? I may not grab them. But if I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh, what am I going to do? And there's that book I should be reading, I grab it. And even if I only read a page or two, I go, oh, maybe I want to read 10 pages. I'm into it a little bit. I believe that whatever you want to do, if you keep it close to you, the odds of you actually doing it are so much more. Because life's all about proximity and timing. And if you keep everything right where you need it to be, close by, and you have the time, maybe you'll do it a little more.
So, now you have another reason not to leave your bedroom.
Oh, absolutely, Amy. I can now work out of my bedroom. Yes. I can watch Netflix. I can do everything.
Oh, no. If you put a refrigerator in your bedroom, that's it.
Intervention. Here's the thing. I don't leave my bedroom when I go home. I might walk to the kitchen. But other than that, I don't hang out in my living room. That living room TV might come on once every 2 weeks. If someone comes over, I'll do a Bobbycast. I have a studio in my house. We'll go upstairs and do that. Otherwise, what business do I have leaving my bedroom? It's all there. I can use the bathroom. I can now work out. I can take a shower. When I watch TV, I just lay in the bed. You know?
Anyway, yeah.
I got this exercise bike. It changed my life. Like, I'm feeling kind of trim, pretty trim. Eating better. Because if you're working out, you won't waste those bad calories. People always like, hey, I want to eat better. Yeah, you should exercise. Because not just for the exercise, but you're like, why would I eat bad and just cancel out all the exercise that I just did? So anyway, well, we're here. That's my life. Speaking of food, I think it's a big good time to go to Morgan number two with some Food World. Morgan number two, how are you?
Doing good.
Good for you. Good for you. And what do you love?
Food. All the food.
It's time for Food World. Num 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 with Morgan number two.
There's now potato chip flavored ice cream. And it's as good as it sounds. It's called All That in a Bag of Chips. It's only 100 calories.
Now, I don't believe that anything 100 calories is going to be good unless it's like one thimbleful, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, good.
Yes.
But potato chip ice cream does sound pretty good. Like salty and sweet.
It sounds pretty awesome. It's through Enlightened. So it's like the healthy brand of ice cream for you. But it's,
how,
yeah,
can
chips
get
and ice cream.
Potato chip ice cream.
That's what I was going to say. It sounds so weird and just, I don't know.
If it's healthy, though, you have two unhealthy things, but they're making it healthy. Something. No, the jig is up.
Sounds not right about that.
Yeah. Somehow, calorically, they're making it lighter for you, that company.
There you go. And we'll put it up at bobbybones.com if you want to see it. What's it called?
It's called All That in a Bag of Chips.
There you go. And that's Food World.
That was Food World with Morgan number two. Num, num, num.
Hey, stop crushing candy and make the switch to Best Fiends. Hey, it's Bobby Bones here to tell you about this 5-star rated puzzle game. It's just better than other puzzle games. Don't miss out. Best Fiends is not your average puzzle game. And once you play it, I think you'll agree. Trust me when I say that Best Fiends is just fun. Use your brain as you solve thousands of puzzles, collect tons of characters. If you're sick of playing the same old puzzle game and you want to try something new, go and download Best Fiends right now. No other game like it. And if I can't convince you, maybe the over 90 million downloads of Best Fiends will. There's a reason why Best Fiends has this many downloads. And once you play, you're going to love it. One of the reasons we love it on the show is because it's just so much fun. You don't even need Wi-Fi to play, so it's perfect while you're traveling. Make the switch to Best Fiends, the 5-star rated puzzle game. Again, it's not like all the other puzzle games. Download Best Fiends for free from the Apple App Store or Google Play today. That's Friends without the R, Best Fiends. Friends without the R, Best Fiends.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Hey, coming up, you know, a listener is asking us to name their baby. And whatever we pick, they're going with.
What?
Coming up. First now, the morning corny.
The morning corny.
What do you call friends you like to eat with?
What do you call friends you like to eat with?
Taste buds.
That's funny.
Yeah, I like that.
That was the morning corny.
I got a feeling that one's going to be used a lot today. Taste buds.
Oh, really?
That's a good one. Yeah.
Okay.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So this kind-hearted customer, they say, is sitting outside of a restaurant about to go in. He gives a homeless man his bank card and his PIN number and says, hey, take $20 out for yourself. Which the homeless guy takes the card, goes to the machine, enters the PIN, gets out $20, gets the receipt, takes the card back, and says thank you.
Boom.
Wow.
No. Oh, my.
That's so awesome. I love it.
Footage shows a bearded man returning to the guy and going, thank you. This is the $20 I got. Here's the receipt to prove it to you, and here's your card back. How about that?
How about that?
Amy believed in the goodness of people, and that's what happened. Did you see the story about the woman who sent out the RSVPs to her wedding? And that wouldn't be a thing, right? That's just what people do.
Yeah, it's part of the process.
Yeah, her boyfriend hasn't even proposed yet.
Oh, boy.
I know. Oh, I kept thinking, okay, if I'm the boyfriend,
I'm breaking up.
Yeah, unless you really wanted to propose, but then you're
also
like...
Well, I would think you'd really want to propose, right? If you're going to propose.
Oh, I meant... So I still know if she did this totally prematurely or if they've talked about like, hey, we're going to get engaged soon.
Even then, you can't do that.
I know. I agree.
And how does she know the date?
Wow.
Because that's the date she wants.
One bride-to-be has been criticized online for sending out RSVPs for her big day despite not actually being engaged. The bride's friend, who shared the story anonymously, said, hey, I love a friend and her boyfriend. They're really awesome. Love hanging out with them. But sometime after New Year's Day, she did a Facebook game that told her she's getting married this year. Those fake fortune games.
Oh.
Whoa. Oh.
So.
Oh.
Well, I mean, some girls are really dead set on a particular date. Like, you know.
But you should be dead set together. And you also should know that that flies the psycho flag a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, no, I'm not saying that doesn't, but.
But listen, all dudes are jerks in some way. And all women are a little crazy.
Yeah, I want to update from him. I want to know what how the groom-to-be feels about this. Are we all brides-to-be?
He's not found for an interview. He's gone.
He gone.
Hey, coming up, a listener has asked us to actually name their baby, which is crazy because they said whatever we pick, they'll go with. So I'll read you the email, but the listener's like, here's what we're thinking. Name the baby. So that'll be the next segment that we do. There's a new Bobby cast up as well. That hopefully today, if you get a little bit of time after the show's over, you can check it out with songwriter Emily Wiseband. She came and she wrote a bunch of songs. She wrote with Hillary Scott, Thy Will.
Thy will be.
And also
done.
Consequences for Camila Cabello.
Loving you is sunshine, safe and sound, a steady place to let down.
Talked about writing this song right here.
I hope y'all don't mind, but I sent this song to Ed Sheeran. She said he loves it, but thinks his friend Camilla would die over it. She ended up like recording it, and actually the piano that you hear on the cut is Josh's piano from the demo.
So anyway, pretty good. Check it out. Today, Emily Wiseband, new Bobby cast up. Here's the email from a wonderful listener. It says, hey, good morning. My name's Robert, and my girlfriend and I are expecting a baby due in August. Listen to your show every morning on my way to work, which is about an hour and a half drive. I thought the idea of letting the show pick the name would be great. We're from Wachula, Florida. Or Wachula, Florida. We have three boys and girls' names picked out. We do not know the sex of the baby yet. But what we would like is for the show to pick the top boy and girl name from our list. And we will use that name for our baby.
Oh.
Yup.
The names are below. Mm-hmm. Wow, these are some weird names.
The names I can't even pronounce.
Oh. Well, let's try this. Here are the boy options. Atreyu.
Excuse me?
Atreyu. A-T-R-E-Y-U. Atreyu.
Okay.
Is that how you say it?
I would think.
Yeah? Is it Mike, do you know what that's named after? Probably some science fiction he knows.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I've
heard a band. All right. Cassian.
Yeah, I was going to say Cassian, but...
That's with a K?
K-A-S-I-A-N, Cassian, or Skywalker.
Oh!
There's no way.
I love it.
I veto Skywalker.
Wait, what is Skywalker?
Oh, I was going to pick Skywalker because...
You're out of your mind.
Why?
After I start... Go with Chewbacca. Why not go with Chewbacca?
No. Luke Skywalker's way cooler than Chewbacca.
But I'm saying... You could call him Sky for short. Okay,
oh,
Sky.
Come on.
But I mean, it is the boy.
Well, let's bring in the naming panel here. Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Producer Eddie, how are you?
I'm great.
Amy, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Morgan number two, how are you?
Doing good.
All right, I'm Bobby. Okay, so here we go. We have three names here. Atreyu. Cassian.
Could Cassian be Cajun?
Cajun. Like Asian.
Because I like that.
Cajun.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do we have their phone number?
If it's Cajun, I'm in.
Skywalker. All right, what's your vote, Amy, for the name of the boys?
Okay, I vote Skywalker.
How can you vote Skywalker?
Stop being rude.
I'm going to name him Bugs Bunny.
I pick my vote. You have your vote.
I know.
I've never got to name a baby before. I'm going to...
So you just got to go all in and name it the most ridiculous thing. All right, Morgan, number two.
That's more ridiculous than the other two?
Yes, Skywalker's the most
really
ridiculous.
Is. It really is.
Okay.
Morgan,
well, he has
two?
Options, at least Sky or Walker, he can choose.
I'm going with Cajun.
We don't even know how to say that one.
That one.
Okay, hold on. What is it? It's like Jason. Oh, Cajun. What?
Cason.
Cason?
Oh.
That's cute.
But Cajun? Like K-Asian?
Huh. Okay, well,
will
dang
you spell that for me,
I already
Rose?
Voted.
K-Asian.
Okay.
But spelled, said Cajun.
But Cason, I get it.
Okay. Yeah. Amy picks Skywalker. You're out of your mind. Okay. This poor kid. Luke, I'm your father.
Yeah, he's just gonna get that his whole life. You can't do that to the kid.
Morgan, number two, what's your pick?
Cajun.
Whatever it is.
We have not
yeah, you got it.
Lunchbox.
I track you.
That sounds like you're sneezing.
That's why I liked it. That's why bless I liked it.
Bless you.
See where Trey is from, because that's from something too. They have to be into these science fiction movies, right?
I think so.
Wait till we get to the girl names.
Eddie.
Well, I do like Cason.
Like Jason.
Jason. But it's too confusing, so I'm going to go Skywalker.
Yeah!
That's a question about Skywalker.
Team Skywalker.
I'm going to go, because you have two votes, Skywalker.
Uh-huh.
What'd you pick? Let's try.
Akayu. Atreyu.
Bless you.
Achoo.
I'm going to go with Cason as well.
Oh, that's 2-1-2. Oh,
that's 2-2.
So... That's your two vote. That's our two vote. Lunchbox, you're going to be the tiebreaker here.
Oh, so I have to change.
You have to pick. Yeah, you have to change because yours finished last. You can pick Cason or Scott. What's Atreyu from? Oh, The NeverEnding Story.
Oh, that's the animal?
Yeah.
Cute.
I don't know if it's the animal, but I know it's. I knew the name.
Clue.
Lunchbox, go ahead.
Oh.
Do you think it should be Cason or Skywalker?
Oh, that's easy. Out of those two, it's definitely Skywalker.
Oh.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Welcome to the world, Skywalker.
Little
it's a
baby
boy.
Skywalker.
Right, it's a boy. All right, fair enough. Morgan number two, we voted, but fairly. Wait, is this the Electoral College or are we doing popular vote?
No, this is popular vote.
Okay.
Yes.
All
right.
I was like, wait, how
that's
do we
always
do
confusing
college?
Anyway.
College, yeah.
I was about to be like, this is America, it's popular vote. And I was like,
America's not popular vote.
I know.
I wish you would have said that.
We need to fix that.
Well, I know.
All right, here we go. For the girls, by the way, a listener sent us an email and said, hey, these are the names. We have three boy names, three girl names. We don't know if it's a boy or a girl, but you can pick the name of the baby. The show has picked, collectively, now we're all in since we all voted, Skywalker.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Girl options. Elora. E-L-O-R-A. Right? Do you know what that's from? Yes. These all have to be from something.
Elora.
E-L-O-R-A. No.
Elora.
Elora. Hermione.
Oh.
Right? From Harry Potter.
Oh, that. How do you say it?
Hermione.
Okay, y'all, we can't do that to her.
No,
or,
we can't.
I'm just.
What
for that.
We did Skywalker with
that's
us.
That's cute.
No, yeah, it's
awesome.
Not.
That's actually
cute.
Awesome.
No, Eddie loves Star Wars.
Powerful and awesome. And he has the Force.
Elora is a town in Ontario.
And then Ahsoka, A-H-S-O-K-E. It's probably like an anime character.
Star Wars.
That's from Star Wars too?
Really?
Maybe all of these are. Y'all, are they all?
Hermione's from Harry Potter.
Okay, hold on. Which one is from Star Wars?
It shouldn't matter.
No, it should, because we named the boy Skywalker.
Then Fairly, we should name someone the girl after. There's no Fairly. This is all crazy. All right. Your options are Ahsoka, which is from?
Star Wars.
Elora, which is?
Just pretty.
Or Hermione from Harry Potter.
All right,
guys, Skywalker's more ridiculous than Hermione. I hate to tell you guys that. What's up?
From a video game.
Elora's from a video game?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
These guys are out there.
No, they're creative.
All right. Amy, go ahead.
Elora.
Okay.
I like that. It's pretty.
Morgan, number two, pick the baby's name.
I wouldn't be a Harry Potter fan if I didn't do Hermione.
Lunchbox?
Oh, definitely Hermione.
What?
Definitely
stop.
Hermione.
Stop.
Guys, how can you...
Amy, just, Skywalker is crazier than Hermione.
It is not.
Just listen to how beautiful Hermione is.
Eddie, go ahead.
That's a great name.
I'm going to go Elora because that's very pretty.
Eddie and I are rational
means,
baby namers.
Beautiful.
It is.
So it's up to me.
Yeah.
So the options are for me to pick Elora or Hermione.
Yeah. So what was the one that's eliminated?
The
Ahsoka.
Okay, yeah. Ahsoka's out.
Listen to Elora.
Yeah, I know. Hermione.
Hey.
Hermione.
No, no.
Amy,
you cannot
you
do
picked
that.
Skywalker. So that's the dumbest name.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
You cannot name a girl Hermione.
I can do whatever I want. It's my turn.
We need to get Robert on the phone.
I'm going to go with, as my answer.
Yeah.
If it's a girl.
Hermione. Come on, show me Hermione.
The baby's name will be.
Go.
That's where you say it. Hermione.
Come on.
Sound it out. Hermione.
Hermione.
Yes!
So dumb.
So we just named their boy Skywalker.
To
if it's a
be
boy.
Fair, they picked the three
yeah,
names.
Yeah, that's true.
So if it's a boy, you guys picked
oh, yeah.
Star Wars.
And I mean, it's only one baby. I kept thinking like maybe they were having twins and one was a boy or a girl, but they don't know the sex, so they're only having one.
Skywalker and Hermione, one of you two, welcome to the world. We should get him on. This is Lexi in St. Louis on. Hey, Lexi.
Hey, Bobby.
What's happening?
Good morning, studio.
Morning!
I wanted to know if you got to meet Avril Lavigne whenever she performed on Dancing with the Stars.
I kind of did. She performed on the finale, and she performed for one of the other couples that was in the finale. And I guess I said hi, and she was sitting over on a bench, like, talking before the show, and I just kind of walked over there and just kind of looked at her, because the rumor has been she's been dead for, like, 10 years. Have you heard that rumor, Lexi?
I get in a lot of arguments with people about it, yeah.
Well, so apparently, according to folklore, Avril Lavigne died, and they've replaced her with another girl who looks like her. Do you know the fake girl's name, Lexi?
Melissa.
Okay, and so Melissa is apparently filling in for Avril so they can keep making money. That being said, I went up to Avril and said hello and then watched her talk for a while. It's Avril. It's not some fake girl named Melissa.
So, how do you know for sure?
But because I was looking at her face, okay. And I met Avril back in the day when we were on Kiss. And okay. She came and played. It was for sure Avril Lavigne. So tell all your friends and their conspiracy theories that Avril Lavigne's alive and well. And I did say hello to her, and I looked at her face to face.
If Bobby says so, it's true.
Because I met her.
That's amazing.
So are you a big Avril Lavigne fan?
Oh, yeah, huge.
There you go.
Never stopped.
Never. Well, you should feel good to know that it's not some girl named Melissa. It's Avril Lavigne.
I appreciate that.
All right?
Yep.
All right, see you later.
Bye, Bobby.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that was fun. I got to meet a lot of cool people on Dancing with the Stars. The Boyz II Men, get to meet them.
Oh, yeah.
That was really cool for me. The Jabba Walkies, I took a picture with them.
Oh, right, the Blue Man Group.
The dancers. The
Blue Did Man you see different. Them without their masks?
No, but the Blue Man Group would talk, though.
Oh, that's cool.
I stood next to them. I was like, hey, you guys good? They're like, yes, we are. And I was like, whoa, easy with the talking, buddy.
Crazy.
I thought they would be like the palace guards in England where they don't
can't
move.
Talk.
They don't
and I was
believe.
Like, look at you guys. Are you guys crazy? And they're like, no, we're normal folk. Whoa!
Is that paint on them or like a rubber suit?
Both. So it's a rubber all the way to like the forehead, and then it's paint.
Weird.
Also, too. Because they have hair.
Okay.
They put the suit over it. But
they're not bald?
No.
It's so weird to like go home every night, or like if you're a kid, your dad is like a Blue Man.
Yeah, but they're super talented too. It's like the drums.
They're awesome.
Yeah. So Eddie and I played in Boston. We actually have a song on our live record that's coming out soon called Man in the Mirror Ball. You ever heard this song?
I haven't.
Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
It's only like 2 minutes long. This is from our live record that's coming out, The Raging Idiots in Boston. Here we go. So I went on the show called Dancing with the Stars. And nobody expected me to win except you guys. And as soon as I got home, we wrote this song. It's called Man in the Mirror Ball. And so I hope you like it, and I hope you hear a little bit about yourself in this, because I wrote this song for you guys.
There was a young boy told that he couldn't dance. Dreamed of the ballroom and of the glittery pants. He loved to dance to the rap and the rock and roll. He even spent a little time on the stripper pole. Maybe one day he would get that call, and he could be the man in the mirror ball. Then one day I got a call on my phone. They said, do you want to dance on our TV show? I met a redhead. Yeah, her name was Sharna. She was my dance partner, but nothing rhymes with Sharna. Sometimes I trip and I slip and fall. Maybe I'd be the man in the mirror ball. I learned to foxtrot, I learned to jive. I can't believe that I'm still alive. I learned to tango, I learned to waltz. The judges thought I was on bath salts. But I won because of you guys. They lifted me up and the confetti fell. All the other dancers said,
what the hell?
I couldn't have done it without you all, because I became the man in the mirror ball.
There you go.
Guys.
There you go.
It's good.
Thanks.
I love it.
It's like that, Amy?
Yeah, it's sort of it's a love song. It's like a thank you
to the
love
people.
Song to the people. And so, yeah, I felt that.
Yeah, we haven't really put this out yet, but we recorded the whole record in Boston. Wait till you hear Jesus Knows.
Oh, you're going to love it, Amy.
We got a whole
can't wait.
Whole batch coming at you. Come
on. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So in Des Moines, Iowa, this apartment fire broke out in the middle of the night. Residents were freaking out trying to get their children out safely. And Lieutenant Rick Thomas of the Des Moines Fire Department and a few other firefighters, they yelled up at the parents on the third story of the apartments and said, just drop your kids down to us. We got you. Like, they were, like, instructing parents to toss them down from
That's
the
tough.
Third story.
I wouldn't even do that with my mirror ball, and you guys are asking me that with your kids?
But they said, we got you.
I know.
Yeah, we got, and it's, like, the fire department, so you trust them. And it definitely looked like a scary scene, but the children were all fine, and no injuries were reported in the fire. So, yeah.
Good for them. That'd be a tough, tough thing for a parent.
Cops, firefighters catch kids tossed from third floor of building
good
on
for them.
Fire.
I love that. I love that. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bones. Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
If I'm on an airplane and that's somebody trying to open that side door, I'm taking the beat downtown.
You say that.
I know. And I don't, but I often say I won't get into a fight for any reason whatsoever. Like, I'm pretty honest about what I would do in situations. Don't feel like I'm super courageous, kind of a wimp. But if someone's pushing on that door, I've seen too many movies, Amy, where that door opens up and it sucks everybody out.
Yeah, and then you don't
And
have
then
time
we
for
all
that.
Die.
Right.
So what's the difference? I'm going to die anyway.
Yeah, so you better stop him.
If some dude's pushing on that door, I'm jumping on him. And I'm. You've seen me box?
Oh, yeah. I would be scared if I was him or her. Because you have to be willing to take
it's
down.
It's probably dude, because dudes are stupid. No, dudes are stupid.
They're dumb.
Okay. I'm just saying, could be a woman.
There's a story. Flyers tackle a passenger who tried to open a cabin door. It was a female.
Oh, what'd I tell you?
This is the one.
Okay.
These guys are way dumber than girls.
That before this?
So,
I just saw the headline. I said, Mike, hand me the headline. This is what happens over here. Seems that on Monday, a female airplane passenger was arrested for attempting to open a boarding door on Delta Airlines from Indianapolis to Detroit. Fellow flyers restrained the woman. If it were a woman, I'd be like, I don't want to get on an Insta story.
Oh, that's
beating
true.
Up a woman.
Yeah, but you're saving the whole cabin's life.
You will be all right. It's not going to open. No, because, no way. I'd be tough. That'd be tough. Fellow flyers restrained the woman who has not been identified until the plane landed in Detroit. But if it were a dude, one ticket to beat downtown.
I don't know why you just wouldn't do the same thing if it was a woman. Lives are still at risk.
Because what if
she was just
She was just like reading the text.
She was getting
and
right.
Yeah, and then I'm on somebody's Snapchat beating up somebody. If it's a dude, at least it's like they're probably bigger than me. If it's a dude, well, there you go. I would freak out at that though if I were to see that. Here's Chrissy in North Carolina. Hey, Chrissy, you have a question for the show?
was calling to see if Lunchbox's free $700 is still in his bank account or if Bank took it back yet.
Yeah, it's a good question because yesterday Lunchbox said, in my ATM, they gave me $700 free and I spent, what'd you buy?
I bought 2 airline tickets to Las Vegas for my wife and I to celebrate our big win.
And that's not your money, right?
No.
It just showed up.
It just showed up. I put $360 in checks in the ATM, and it said, would you like to complete your deposit of $1,060? And I said, yes! And now the money gone. Sorry.
So he doesn't have the money. It's gone.
Yeah.
He spent it.
Yes, he did.
I told you guys for years, if this ever happens, you spend the money immediately.
And then play dumb.
And play dumb.
Hey, so Chrissy, that's it. The money hasn't been taken from him yet. He bought 2 tickets, and we'll just kind of sit and wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good luck.
Have you caught? He wants people to catch on to his catchphrase. Chrissy, have you caught on it yet?
Sorry.
Yeah, money gone. Sorry.
What do you think is going to happen, Chrissy? Talk me through this.
I used to work for a bank. I'm pretty sure it's eventually going to go back because, like she said yesterday, it's coming from someone else's account. Once they pick up on it, I think they'll take it back from him, unfortunately.
Well,
yeah. Lunchbox, what if the bank accidentally gave me $700 of your dollars? Would you want it back?
Well, yeah.
But what if I was like, I already spent it, sorry.
Ooh, don't take his line.
Yeah, oh, that's his. What's the line?
You can't even say it right. Whoa,
easy on filming. Yeah.
Okay, but what if you would want it back, right?
Well, right.
Okay,
but
so...
the bank would have to pay it out of their own pocket. I wouldn't want them to take it. That's their fault. They awarded you.
Oh, you want
this.
Me to keep it? Okay.
Yeah, so then I want the bank to pay me.
They messed up their penalty?
Yes, exactly.
Chrissy, your thoughts on that?
They might let them keep half or something, like a settlement.
Really?
See?
I don't know.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Everybody was acting like I'm crazy, but guess what? I'm keeping all of it because money gone. Sorry.
All right, Chrissy. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
All right, bye. Listen to this one. You guys want to go, holy crap?
Yes.
Oh, I'm ready.
What is it?
This guy working at the doctor's who is using his own sperm to have all the babies at sperm bank.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
No.
I don't even know if he's a doctor. He just works at a sperm bank. I guess you don't have to be a doctor working at a sperm bank.
I don't know if he's a doctor. I think he's a doctor.
I think he's an IVF doctor.
The total number of children who have discovered fertility, is a fertility doctor, yeah. Mm-hmm. He used his own sperm without consent.
Mm-hmm.
48 now, 48
oh,
people.
My oh my gosh, goodness. He's like sort of like Dr. Death or Dirty John. There could be a podcast about this in the future.
Well, here's the thing, is that this number wasn't high until 23andMe people were getting it during Christmas. And they would get these tests, and they would test themselves, and they discovered they shared the same father. Dr. Donald Klein of Indiana, the now 80-year-old, has admitted using his own sperm to inseminate at least 50 unwitting women in the 1970s and 80s.
Ugh.
Several of their children conceived as a role have bonded with their half-siblings. They're like, oh, we're related. We're now, you know, half-relative, same dad, different moms.
Yeah.
And so...
Like 48 different moms.
Of those children, the 33-year-old Heather Wook spoke out that she learned, and they're all like, yeah, we got 23andMe, like Christmas is gifts, and
wow.
Then we trip. And then it's like, oh, this is my half-brother. Wait, what? Boom, this doctor. Why? Here's my question. Did you just not have enough sperm, or are you so self, like not as a person, but like in the bank? Like, are so many people coming to the bank, you're like, oh, we don't have enough this week.
Doc, we need yours.
Let me, Doc, we're calling you in. Like he calls himself in. Or is it just so selfish?
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the two.
I know. I'd be curious to see if he would speak out on why he did it. Was it some weird experiment of him?
Like, right. Or did he have a bet with his buddy that's a doctor in Illinois that says, hey, man, I bet you I can get more kids than you. And so they are, and we don't know about the.
Or there's that. Yeah. We better find this buddy in Illinois and see how many he has. I mean, it is really crazy.
I mean, it's crazy.
We just need 2 of them to fall in love and not know they're related.
Oh, my gosh. That would be great.
Oh.
Well,
there's the doctor still alive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In jail?
He's 80.
I don't know if he's in jail.
Oh.
Or is there some sort of like, you know, because it was the 70s and 80s, like a...
Free love?
No.
Like,
but like, if a certain amount of time has gone by...
They're all grandfathered in.
And
they don't really know how to charge it as, like, was it a... crime? Did they think they were getting somebody else's sperm, or did they just want sperm and it happened to be his?
Oh, like maybe there wasn't something written that it had to be somebody else's.
Because sometimes people
choose a good point too.
The sperm. They're like, I want, you know, you get to say, this guy has this education and he looks like Brad Pitt and whatever.
I choose a doctor every time. Like if you got the option.
Right, you get a smart person.
Well, mm-hmm. 50 kids. He's rolling deep with all his kids.
And Man. That's the only ones we know about.
Yeah.
He needs to come forward and have a talk.
60 minutes.
You're right. He may not, one, have done anything illegal.
Yeah, we don't know the whole story.
So, anyway, saw that. That was crazy.
That is crazy.
I'd share it with you guys. Lunchbox, people are saying you should just close your account and move to another account because they can't get money out of an account that doesn't exist.
Like switch banks.
Just move. Move to Mexico. Michelle in Florida, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm real good. Tell me something. What's up?
So I just wanted to let everyone know how much I love this show. I love your show. I've been listening for about, I don't know, about 2 years now.
Thanks.
And from Pensacola, Florida. And I don't know. I love your positivity. I love Lunchbox, even though sometimes he can be a little obnoxious, but he makes me laugh.
Anything about Amy?
I'm sorry?
Anything about Amy you love?
Oh, yes, Amy. I saved the best for last. Sorry, Bobby. I love Amy. Amy is, I love her positivity.
There you go.
I love her laugh, and I love her morning for me.
Well, let me tell you, you just brought joy to all of us. You came in, you gave us 3 compliments, and now you're out. I appreciate that. Hey, that's a good call right there. Come on. Hey, thanks a lot. We appreciate that, Michelle.
Oh, no problem.
Anything you'd like to say upon leaving here?
I have every single one of my radio presets to the Bobby Bone Show.
Hey, come on. That's the kind of listener we like right there. Thank you. People that preset us and also listen through the commercials. Like, that's a big deal to us. If you'll sit and just go, you know what? I'm going to hang out for the commercials because this show wouldn't even be on if there weren't awesome sponsors.
Correct.
Like, that's a big deal for us. So we appreciate that. Thank you so much. Hope you have a good day. Hey, let's go over to Kara in Tennessee. Hey, Kara.
Yes, I was wondering if Bobby ever finally say date for the wedding.
No, and the wedding is what, next weekend? Cody next and Sarah's Friday. Wedding? Two of our former interns that got married, they met on this show. And I did RSVP plus one, and I did get a text going, hey, we need to know who your date is for our seating.
Because you RSVP'd.
I know. And then I ignored the text.
Oh, boy.
But I don't have anybody. I'm just going to today I'm going to text back and be like, I don't have anybody.
Okay.
So, are you...
Well, lucky for you, maybe. I didn't RSVP.
Oh, at all? Because,
well, it was on my calendar. I forgot to send it in. And then I was texting with Sarah, and I've got to figure out a sitter for the kids, but I could be your date if I work that out.
Well, so I don't have a date, but it could possibly be my married with two kids friend Amy, which is the lamest thing possible.
Not good.
I mean, can you take a first date to a wedding?
No. You can. Ugh. Yes,
well,
you can.
Well, you're stammering around. Kara, what do you think about this? What if I was a first or second date with somebody to a wedding?
Yes.
You can?
Yes.
Ah, what if she goes to catch the bouquet and she catches it?
Yeah,
good.
That is the rule before. You tell her you can't catch the bouquet.
No way. I'd like die for that sucker.
Yeah.
Oh. But then that means she's going to get married next.
Okay, maybe not to me, but she's still getting married. Good for her. She got the bouquet. Maybe it is to me. No, I do not have a date to the wedding next weekend. And I fly right back in on Friday, go right into the wedding. What do you wear to that? Is it like a suit wedding or no?
Yeah, it's formal.
I think it's like, yeah, nice.
Oh. Tuxedo with short bottoms?
There you
go. Like Pharrell?
Yeah.
I did not have a date. So if anybody wants it.
Come and get it.
Come get it. Over to Morgan number 2. This is what 25-year-olds care about, and she runs this segment because, well, she's 25. What do
25-year-olds care about? So Instagram launched a checkout feature that allows you to shop while you scroll. You can be on Instagram, like, scrolling, liking pics, and if you see a picture of a shirt or a jacket, you can just hit checkout and buy it right then and there and then go back to scrolling.
Oh, that's amazing.
Right?
Yeah, because there's so many things now that I like on Instagram. I definitely shop from it, but you have to like click a link that takes you to a checkout, do all the things. And so this makes it so much easier.
Yep. All you have to do is add a debit or credit card to your Instagram account, and it's
now
right
they want
there.
My credit card.
They already have mine.
They do?
Yeah.
Instagram?
I gave it to them a long time ago. I was like, you're going to want it eventually. So go ahead and take it. Yeah.
Wow.
I did a blood droplet on the phone.
I'll
they
give
have it all.
It.
It's nice of you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Urine sample.
Oh, good.
I mailed them that one. Morgan number 2, is that it?
Yep, that's it.
There you go, that's it. What do 25-year-olds care about? Yeah. Ashley in Ohio, what's going on?
Oh my gosh, Bobby, I am a first-time caller, and my heart is through the roof right now because I've called so many times that I've never actually gotten through. I love your radio show.
Oh, thank you. Well, congratulations on getting through. What would you like to say?
I would just like to say that I extremely appreciate how you lay your heart on the line on the radio because you are my daily morning therapy. I relate so much to your love life ups and downs, and it is very comforting and refreshing to hear and know that there is somebody out there who we walk in the same shoes.
I don't know what shoes you walk in, but my shoes, they're awkward shoes. their single shoes, sometimes lonely. Right now, I'm just kind of unapologetically trying to date, right? Not always going well, but I've kind of made it a priority to try. And that's what I'm doing.
You're out there.
I'm out there. I've been on some dates. I think I've shared almost all of them with the show. I don't know of any I haven't, right?
Yeah, right.
But, I mean, so, yeah, I'm trying. It's not, you know, it hasn't worked out wonderfully yet, but you never know. The next, right around the corner could be the next one. Be the one. Right, Ashley?
So true.
What's your story? How old are you?
I am 30, yeah. And I am divorced as of about 3 years ago. I'm a single mom. So my story is a little different than yours, but the single life has definitely had its ups and downs post-divorce.
But aren't we all the same? Like, in the end, regardless of the small differences we have, aren't we all just humans trying to find a partner and someone to share with, regardless of our circumstances?
Absolutely.
So, well, a listener told me once to stop being honest about my struggles because I sound like a loser and no girl's going to date a loser. Remember that segment?
Yes, mm-hmm. I do remember that.
And you know what? She's wrong because there are a lot of other losers out there like me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll find it.
Yeah. People will date losers. It's fine.
Losers unite. I'm proud of it.
But you're not a loser.
I'm not cool.
Okay.
I am what I am. You know, cracks and all. Thank you very much, Ashley. I'm glad you got through.
I'm glad I did too. Thank you so much.
All right, see you later. I was talking to Amy last night on FaceTime and I was like, hey, what's up? And she goes, I got you a surprise. And you guys know my pet peeve is being told a surprise is coming.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just surprise me. You don't have to say I got you a surprise because all of a sudden then I'm assigning the biggest surprise ever. I'm like, wow, are you bringing Garth in the studio and is he going to have a cheesecake with him? Like, I'm thinking it's the biggest.
I'm going to write that down.
That's a good surprise.
But what I'm saying is.
I know. After I said it, I was like, that was dumb. I said, it's not really anything. I'm just bringing you something.
But you don't have to say anything about a surprise. Just surprise. Because if you tell someone, got you a surprise coming, they automatically go, oh, this is going to be awesome. And you almost can't meet that surprise warning with the actual surprise. And so Amy gave me the surprise this morning. It was a coffee cup that said, that's what by she. And that's what she said.
It's on my Insta story.
Mr. Bobby Bones, you can see the gift Amy gave me. Mr. Bobby Bones Insta story. And
so were you surprised?
And it was a good gift.
How excited were you? Like, what kind of letdown was that?
I got to be honest with you, right?
No, Amy.
You know what? I thought it'd be a little bigger. I'll be honest with you.
What?
She told me
a
surprise
joking?
Was
it.
Right.
No, I didn't. Oh, I was so casual about it. You're acting like I said, I have the biggest surprise in the world for you. I didn't. I was like, oh,
I love
got a surprise
it. You thought
you.
Of me. I appreciate that. That being said, anyone listening right now, don't tell people a surprise is coming. Just surprise them. Because it'd be awesome and extra. Okay. I just showed up, you give me that cup, I'd have been like, Amy, what's up? This is the greatest thing ever. You didn't even know.
But all night last night,
I was dreaming about the surprise.
Are you joking?
Were you bringing me a girlfriend?
Oh, that would have been a great
surprise. With some chocolate lava cake? Because everything has to have cake with it, apparently, or a dessert to be
Garth with
surprise.
A cake.
Yeah.
Girl with a cake.
But thank you. It was cool. It was a cool cup.
Cool.
But my only point here is...
You're welcome.
You just shouldn't have said anything, Amy.
We were talking about something else. I wanted to remember to put it in my bag. And then I messed up. I learned.
Okay.
Now I know. Don't ever say anything.
The more you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. It was close to Garth in the studio eating cheesecake.
Not eating. I don't want Garth to eat. You want? I'm going to bring
it. That's what Jones wants.
Yeah. Garth, Bobby's into that. Right,
that's my fetish. Garth eating cheesecake. Hey, let me say this. I have some texts I'm reading here. And it says, in all fairness, Bobby, you made Lunchbox wait on surprising him with Family Feud. That's true, but I knew that surprise would be bigger than the build-up. Amy gave me a coffee cup, and I love the coffee cup.
But
she was like, you're never going to leave the surprise I have for
you. I did not. Yeah.
But to your point, if you say a surprise is coming, it needs to live up to the hype. And I don't say that unless the hype is coming. Like, bring the hype and bring the pain. So, fair point, but I'm going to shoot that one down real quick. Anyway, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, in the end, Amy, you're my best friend. Appreciate you thinking of me.
Whatever.
I got a crazy surprise for you tomorrow, though. You're gonna freak out.
What? Are you re-gifting me the mug?
Oh, wow.
Hater in the house, no. There's a podcast called the Velvet's Edge Podcast. Her name's Kelly Henderson. It's a lifestyle podcast about fashion and beauty, health tips. And Kelly's also on season 2 of Very Cavallari.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
It's on E! Right now. And she had Kristen Cavallari and Jay Cutler on her podcast. You can check it out. And this is Jay Cutler, who played football at Vanderbilt, played for the Bears and the Broncos.
And the Dolphins.
And the Dolphins. And Jay talks about what he loves the most about his wife, Kristen Cavallari.
Being able to raise three kids. Like, I went to Miami for 5 months, and she still was able to raise three kids. And she was putting together this show. So, like, she was able to do all of that.
This is Jay remembering what Kristen was wearing when they first met.
Oh, wow. But you were obviously physically attracted to her.
For sure. Yeah. She had on either a white shirt and like blue shorts. But yeah, I mean, she was just naturally beautiful. So like that was the first attraction.
Look at that.
Wow.
So check out that full episode. It's episode 24 of the Velvet's Edge podcast. Search for Velvet's Edge on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Do you remember what I was wearing when we met?
Yeah, you were wearing a potato sack.
What in the world?
What?
She's like, hey.
I'm okay.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I don't remember what you're wearing. What do you want from me with that answer? I made a joke. Amy has a friend that lives near Disneyland, and so she went and stayed with her, and the kid's never been to Disneyland. And
I'd never been to Disneyland.
Yeah, so Amy went. And so on the flight, who'd you see?
Trevor.
From?
Old Dominion.
Well, funny you know his name, finally.
Yeah.
That was a big deal on the show. I mean, like, I don't know any of the Old Dominion guys' names.
Well, no, you quizzed me on the spot, and it was awkward because, yes, I did start talking to him, and he heard the segment, so he was... We definitely addressed that, and then we hung out, and now we're friends.
So you see each other on the plane, and you go, hey, we're going to Disneyland, and he was going to Disneyland?
Yeah, he was with his wife and four kids, and they're like, we're not sure what day we're going, but... And I said, well, we might be going Sunday, so let's exchange numbers. So I got on a group text with him and his wife, and then they texted Saturday night. They're like, we're going tomorrow. Let's all meet up. So we went, which obviously made it more fun for the kids to have other kids to go with. And yes, we did the... We spent the entire day with them for like 8 hours.
Amy has the coolest friends.
And I awkwardly would sometimes, just because I would look at him, I would have like a song in my head, and then I would start, you know, when you have a song in your head, you start singing it. And yeah, same thing, my friend Mary that was with us, like their song right now, I can't think of it right now, the one that you're obsessed with, Alone. I don't want to be a one-man band. So that one gets stuck in your head, and then sometimes Mary and I would find ourselves like standing in line waiting for a ride, being like, I don't want to be a one. And then I'd look over, I'd be like, shut up.
Because
you don't want him hearing you sing his songs. That's
I don't
awkward.
Think that's bad. No.
No, anytime, that's awkward.
Anytime with Maren Morris,
yeah,
and we've been together a bunch, doing a bunch of press stuff recently, I always like to go, baby!
Oh,
Why don't you just meet me in the middle?
I thought you were gonna say she was doing an emoji love song.
No, she wasn't doing that. No, no. But and then when I did Miss America, I judged that. I was with Carney Wilson from Wilson Phillips.
Oh yeah, I mean, how do you not?
I did all the time, and I was like, Carney, I'm sorry, but hold on for one more day.
Someday somebody's gonna make you want to turn around sick. I know.
It's a compliment.
Yeah, I know, but I just felt like not cool.
And are you guys BFFs now?
Well, I mean, we're definitely probably going to hang out more. His kids, he's got four kids, and they are like the most well-behaved, awesome, nicest children ever. Like, him and his wife, they're great parents, so I could see us hanging out with the kids. It was weird. You know, they come in here, you don't see them, like, their home life. You know, they come in here, their band, they play. So to see him in that element was pretty cool. He's a good dad. Sitting Indian style
with my t-shirt on. I mean, they've slowly become, I think, my favorite band.
Oh, my gosh, awesome. They're so good.
I mean, I don't listen to a lot of records all the way through. If I do, I go, man, let me wipe a couple songs away. Old Dominion's so good. And
so
I tell
good.
Them that. I'm like, guys, listen to the whole record.
Yeah.
And I'm not lying.
Amy, what instrument does he play in the band?
Plays the keys and bass, maybe?
No, she's just making stuff up.
No, I know.
And a little bit of the drums?
No.
And then he sings a little bit.
Stop. No, he does sing.
He mentioned that a xylophone?
No. I know for sure he plays the keys.
Okay.
So, thanks, Eddie.
You're welcome. Just checking.
Yeah. And, yeah, Matt, Trevor.
Matt and I got into the exchange about...
How did that go? Any follow-up on that?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to ask him so bad about that, but I didn't want to bring it up because I didn't know if he knew, and then I didn't want to make it even more awkward. Like, well, we already had enough awkwardness happening, so I did not bring it up.
So, Matt Ramsey's a lead singer, and I said, hey, who sings the harmony to a one-man band? I sent him a message, because I love this song so much. I don't want to be a one-man band. And the harmony's that second voice that you hear singing with it. So you hear Matt Ramsey, I don't... And you hear the... Like at the higher part right here. I don't want to be a one man band. And he replies, and I go, well, give them a raise. And he goes, oh, that's really not how it works. We're split equally. And I was like, oh, I was kidding. And then I was like, you know what? Give everybody a raise. Thinking I could just dig myself out of this hole. And he goes, oh, you know, I can't because, you know, then we're doing just fine with money. And I'm like, oh my god, like I've just talked, like, I've just bombed twice. Like I'm just like
he wasn't catching
and then,
it.
And then I felt
he's like we're good.
I felt like the biggest dope because now he thinks I think the band needs nicer.
And like you're trying
pants.
To like fix their financial.
Yeah,
thing.
I'm not. I just thought it was a good song. I was like, give him a raise.
He's like, you worry about your finances. Yeah, right. I'll worry about mine. We're good.
He's like, we're split equally five ways, Bobby. Like we're good. We don't need your money. And I'm like, no.
So you just leave it
I
there?
I just left it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. We haven't... What?
Yeah, I don't know.
Now everyone he sees, he's like, yeah, Bobby was trying to tell us how to do our finances like, as a band.
Have like, you guys talked to Bobby? Has he, like, inquired about your money? Like, he calls Zach Brown up. Hey, Zach, it's Matt Ramsey from Old Dominion. Has Bobby reached out about you guys' savings accounts?
I wonder... I mean, it is interesting that they split it five... Like, I wonder if Zach Brown Band, because
no,
it's Zach... They don't go five Zs?
No, it's Zach, the Zach Brown Band.
Right, so yes. they make
it's
less.
Not the
but
Matt Ramsey
Old
Band.
Dominion.
Old Dominion, five...
You got
great
four
songwriters.
Of them from Virginia and one from Michigan. Don't Amy's quiz me about Old Dominion. Ever since you called me out on them, like next time they come in, I'm going to be so prepared because I was so mortified and embarrassed of me.
All right, well, that's a good story. I liked it. You had fun at Disneyland?
Yes.
Kids
like,
loved it?
Oh, the best memories ever. I just love it. It was worth every... penny to get there.
Sitting Indian style with my t-shirt on and a half-drunk smile. She talked about Austin and how she'd get back there someday.
Banana, banana.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up. Come, Bobby.
I love country music. I love the history of country music. And I try to do my part on this show. And I'm always looking for things that happen that I can go, oh, remember this? I mean, that's probably why they call me...
country music's youngest historian.
Yeah, because I study country music. And that's why we have this segment here.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
Today in 1993, that's 26 years ago, George Strait reaches number one on the country chart with this song right here.
Sing a song about the heartland, the only place I feel at home. Sing about the way you man.
Eddie's playing air guitar over
come
there.
Come on.
You know this one.
Sing the rain on the roof on summer night where there's still no wrong from right. Sing a song about the heartland. Sing a song about my life.
That's dusty right there.
That is. Actually, that's what that
love
is.
It.
So it was released January 1993 as the second single from the album.
Pure Country.
Right. That was the theme song of the whole movie.
Yep. And
which
on
is
that
crazy.
Album, there's another version of him singing with his son, Bubba.
Well, here's the thing. It's his most commercially successful album. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
That's crazy for a movie.
The movie came out in 1992 where George Strait played...
Dusty.
Do you know his whole name?
No.
Dusty
Black?
Wyatt Chandler. No, Dusty oh. Black was our old general manager.
That's why. I was like, well, sounds familiar.
It was George Strait's movie debut. It remains his only major motion picture. Fun fact, in the opening sequence of the movie, the song is being sung by a child who is George Strait's real-life son, Bubba Strait.
That's it.
Who Amy admitted on the show Monday, her and Bubba both went to Texas A&M, and Amy went over to Bubba's apartment and left cookies in front and tried to get him to like her. And He didn't.
No.
Correct.
So there you go. That's George Strait. There you go.
Sing a song about the heartland, the only place I feel at home.
We were talking about Amy. We were talking because Bubba wrote Every Little Honky Tonk Bar with George, his new one.
What happens in every little honky tonk bar?
And Amy's like, oh, I know Bubba. Well, kinda. I tried to get him to like me, and he didn't. Did you guys ever become friends at all, Amy?
No. No.
Well, that's today in country music history.
That was
on this day in
country music.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
So Amy's birthday was Monday. And you went for a birthday massage?
Yes. And it was a place I had never been before. And it was really an awesome massage. And then out of nowhere, she started putting my hair into different sections, like sectioning it off. And then she would pull each section. So she was pulling my hair. And at first I was like, oh, great. What is happening? And then I was like, oh, I like this. Like, it felt so awesome. And I mean, I don't know if that's normal or not, but I've just never had that happen in a massage before. But they should really add that in because it felt so good on my scalp.
So let me get this straight.
Yeah.
You go in for a massage.
Yes.
And they pull your hair.
Yes.
And you liked it.
And I liked it. And I didn't think. When she first started doing it, I was like, what? And then as she went section by section, I was like, okay. And then I was like, oh,
she
out of sections?
Did that was happening?
No. There was no, she didn't talk to me at all, which, you know, I can appreciate because I talk a lot. So it's nice to just have that downtime. And it was pretty amazing. Nope. She just started doing it. And I guess it's part of her routine. I don't know.
So are you going to request hair pulling at the next
massage? Well, I don't know. Can I? Because I won't ever be able to go back. I probably won't ever go to the place I went on my birthday. If I'm getting a massage again, is that a thing? Like, can you say?
You know what, Amy? I think you can request hair pulling anytime you want.
Oh,
are you sure?
I mean, listen, you go to Chipotle. Hey, can I get the little extra guac? And would you mind pulling my hair, please? Like,
that just sounds, I don't know. It just seems weird. But don't knock it till you try it.
Okay.
All right.
Like, try it right now. Have someone pull your hair.
No, I'm not doing it. I don't want Eddie pulling my hair. I'll be honest with you.
Okay. No, I mean, it feels so good.
All right, we've gone to a new place here, folks. Bobby Bone, come on. The average adult 18 or older spends 4 hours a day watching TV. Now, by the way, TV is either the actual television, live TV, Netflix, DVR, etc. You watch it, it counts as TV nowadays. 4 hours a day. I wonder where everybody falls on the spectrum. Amy, how much TV do you watch a day?
I would say my husband and I get like an hour when we go to bed. Cool. Ish.
The kids really cut into that time?
Yeah. I mean, and then I've got it on during the day, but sometimes if I'm doing stuff, I just feel like I'm always multitasking. So am I really watching it?
I don't feel if that's not your primary, it counts. So Lunchbox, okay. How much TV do you watch a day?
Probably 6 hours.
Walk me through your TV watching.
So when I get home from work, I'll flip on the TV, check something out, maybe something I have on the DVR, and then watch it for an hour or so, then 2 hours, take a nap, wake up, flip it back on. Wife gets home. We have a couple shows we watch, so we watch for a few hours. Adds up to about 6 hours.
Wow.
Bobby?
Probably about an hour.
What? Altogether. An hour?
Altogether.
Guys.
Sometimes none until I go to sleep.
Oh.
And I don't even count that because I'm going to sleep to it. I just turn it on and like lay my head down and try to go to sleep. Sometimes none, but sometimes if I really get on a show, I'll binge a couple of them. So I'd say about an hour a day.
Man, I don't know how you guys catch up on TV shows like X on the Beach, Are You the One, The Challenge, The Bachelor. I mean, there's so many shows. I don't know how you guys only watch an hour a day. You never catch up.
I feel that about Netflix shows. Like, there's so many good Netflix shows that I can't catch up. If I'm home on a weekend, I'll binge and I'll watch 4 or 5 hours. You know, the thing I want to watch next is that Madeleine McCain. There's a whole series on Netflix about it. It's like 8 episodes. Mm-hmm.
And they never caught him, huh?
Mm-hmm. I watched some of the first episode before I fell asleep, and it puts up the phone number. Like, if you know where she is, like 3-year-old girl that was abducted.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Like, Netflix is really putting together all these what are they called? The
true crime?
True crime stuff.
Yeah.
They do a great job at it. But also, I think things are happening. The HBO has that, the serial guy.
Oh, Adnan.
Yeah, remember
Adnan.
That podcast, Serial?
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. I finally listened to that, but I still have one episode left, so I don't know what happened to him.
Oh, well, go listen to
it. You're just now on that?
Yeah. I mean, I've been on it for like a couple months, like ever since I got into it after I listened to Dirty John, because it came up as a recommendation. And
What's your favorite show right now around the room, Amy?
Oh, The Office? That's the only thing I'm watching right now.
Lunchbox?
Billions is really good.
There's a show called Afterlife on Netflix that Ricky Gervais did.
Oh, I heard that's really good.
Dude, it's the best. You'll cry.
Oh, great.
It starts, his wife just died, and it's him trying to figure out how to,
I just got a text this past weekend going, I watched an episode of one of Afterlife. You should watch it.
It may be the best show I've seen in years.
Mm. Whoa! Okay, so,
it's super funny. Okay. It's super sad. He's like trying to figure out how to mourn his wife.
Oh man.
But Ricky Gervais is one of the top 3 funniest people. Like Adam Carolla, Ricky Gervais, Chris Rock, I think are my 3 funniest.
You just said one of the best shows you've seen in years.
And only half an hour. It's like 6 episodes. That's it.
Oh.
It's not for everybody. There's cursing in it.
I'm in.
Yeah. Morgan, number 2, have you watched it yet?
No, it's on my list, though.
I told her.
You told me because my heart's dead. I need to watch it.
And oh, I feel like my heart's dead a lot of times.
That's good for you guys.
Did you guys text each other about that? Or was that this when you guys were hanging out? You told her to watch it?
Probably
we're hanging out.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. We're hanging out. I brushed her hair off her face and said, you should watch Afterlife. That didn't happen. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So Apple is being urged to get rid of the snooze button when they do their next iOS update. So next time you update your phone, the snooze button might be gone because people are saying it is damaging our nation's health and it undermines the benefits of a great night's sleep. And it's just detrimental even mentally. And you've got like they have the backing of like a neuroscientist and mental health experts and all these other people that are like, we need to quit pressing snooze. It's bad. So just eliminate it from the phone.
Okay, I understand. I'm not a snoozer. I've never been a snoozer. I preach against snoozing because you can get way better sleeping to that point than 20 minutes ahead and then just being half awake the rest of the time. I get it. That being said, don't take out the snooze button. Like some people really
need it. Oh.
No. I'm someone that used to really like it. I was addicted to snoozing and I loved it. It made me feel good. I felt like I needed it. And then now that I've eliminated it from my life, it's so much better.
Again,
my mental health.
I'm just going to say this. We don't cut everything out that's bad for everybody all the time, right?
Okay.
I think the snooze button's fine. What about the blue lights that are coming from the phone that's probably paralyzing our eyeballs?
We're okay with that.
Yeah, all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Come on.
What about social media ruining us all?
Right.
Why don't we take Instagram off the phone? Anyway, I'm okay with them leaving snooze on. But I agree. I'm not a snoozer. It's not for me. Who's a snoozer in here?
Me.
Eddie is?
Yes.
Anybody else snoozer? Morgan, number two snoozer?
No, not me.
All right, Amy, what else you got?
Well, so having a work spouse can help you succeed. So whether it's joining forces to get a job done or having someone in your corner when things get tough at work, your work spouse is the one that has you showing up every day and like feeling good about your job.
Bobby, who's your work spouse now? Is it Morgan number two? Has she replaced Amy as your work wife? I'm starting to think a little bit maybe.
No.
Okay.
She is not. Amy is for sure my... Oh, wait. Is that weird to say, Amy? That you're my work spouse?
No, I don't think so.
Like, Amy's for sure my work spouse. That being said, is it weird that I'm also your boss?
No.
I don't think so either.
We're not really married.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about even like the...
On the friendship part?
Yeah, like I run the show, but... And I'm the boss. But I mean, like... Like, Amy's the best employee. She works hard. She's like, just tell me. And she doesn't mind going, hey, what about this? And it not working. I mean, she may go like, oh, man. But she'll be like, okay, if you don't think that's the right thing, I don't know. She's just a really...
Sounds like you're proud of your spouse.
I am.
Your work spouse.
Well, here it says having a coworker who knows who you are at the end of the day is really helpful in being productive. I feel like we know each other at the end of the day. And sometimes it doesn't mean every day's easy. And yeah, sometimes it gets blurry with the friend side of our relationship and the boss side because sometimes I say things to you and I have to think in my head, would I ever say that to one of our, or I react to you in a certain way where I'm like, would I react that way to one of our bosses?
You
I
wouldn't,
probably wouldn't.
But
right.
I would say we're defined more by the hours that we're together, meaning between 5:30 and 9:30, because we start the show even earlier and Amy and I are in the room. We're pretty much friends, just chilling and working together. But when we come in here, you hit a line of, okay, we have to work. And then outside, it's not boss at all.
Yeah.
Right? Like once we leave the building, it's just like back to normal. It's a weird relationship, but Amy nails it. I don't know how she does it.
Are you open to having another work spouse? Like maybe a dual work spouse?
Morgan's my side chick.
Nice.
All right.
Well, yeah.
What else, Amy?
Okay, so you know how they have the Sexiest Man Alive magazine covers and like every year they put out a different guy? Well, they now ranked People Magazine's like Sexiest Man Alive cover. Like out of all the covers that are out there, I've got the sexiest one.
I wonder who they would, because they can't pick someone like Mel Gibson. Because he said some terrible things, right?
Yeah.
You can't put him atop. Like Brad Pitt is probably a solid one. Good looking for a long period of time, or George Clooney.
He is on, both of those guys are on the list, but they're not number one.
Is it old, or new?
It's kind of that new.
Okay, so I'm going to say it's one of the Ryans. My guess is it's one of the Ryans.
Oh, Ryan
like
Gosling?
Gosling.
Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds. Seacrest. Hey, I think Ryan Seacrest is wonderful looking.
But he hasn't been in that magazine, right?
Now, who is it, Amy?
It is Ryan Reynolds. His 2010 cover is the hottest one.
No shirt? Like you see his abs?
I'm not looking at it. I'm just looking
I'm telling
at the
you.
List.
I'm telling you, that's probably the one. Yeah.
Is that the one that you cut
out?
In
the studio.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
You would look at it every day as motivation
right.
to keep it right.
That's right.
Keep it tight.
All right.
Yeah.
That's Amy. Is that it?
Yep. But Amy, that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This is one I saw on my Twitter feed, and I want to bring on... This is Noelle. Gabby?
This is Gabby.
Oh, this is Gabby. Yeah. Okay, listen, I have Gabby here. This is a special Tell Me Something Good. So Noelle tweeted this, that Gabby, her 10-year-old daughter, and her friend started hanging up flyers for their kids' recycle club. And she said her goal was, quote, to get on Tell Me Something Good. And so, Gabby, where do you live?
East Boston.
Oh, we love it up there.
Yes.
We were just there. We just had a show there. So tell me what's up. So what is it that you guys are doing?
So the kids recycling club, that's a little bit of a typo because I made a little mistake. It's kind of a recycling club for like all ages, grown-ups, teenagers, little kids, whatever.
You like that. Recycle for all ages. We do like that. All right, so it's a recycle club for everybody. Go ahead.
And I'm going to see how many members I can get until we can actually start it because I don't have a lot at the moment.
Well, every small club starts with one person going, who else wants to be in the club, Gabby? So I think you're on the right track. So you started putting up flyers on what, poles around town?
Yeah.
And so what's the ultimate goal? To get a lot of people helping the environment?
Yeah, and to make people to stop littering, because that's basically what that town is, literally.
That's right, yep. That's right. We like that. The club was her idea. It's going to kick off in April. And again, one of Gabby's goals was... to get on Tell Me Something Good, because you love the segment, right? You love hearing about people doing good things.
I'm like your number one fan.
Ah, come on. That's it. All right, I'm going to give you a little bit of encouragement. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Every really small movement... Wait, let me rephrase this. Every really big movement starts with one person going, hey, I kind of want to change the world just a little bit. And then from that... little bit to medium bit. Next thing you know, Gabby, you got the biggest recycling club in all of Boston, and everybody's like, look at Gabby. Yeah. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
All right, listen. So keep going. Don't be like sad if it's slow. Just keep getting people to recycle. And even if they don't, you go do it. You pick up litter, you recycle, set a good example for people in your class. And I love that you're doing this.
Thanks.
And. You're now on Tell Me Something Good.
There it is.
There she did it. Here's her list. She wants to clean up the park, persuade others to help, put out flyers, send emails, clean up sidewalk, tell others about the program, get on Tell Me Something Good, start to clean up.
In big letters.
Yeah, in big letters. If others don't help, come up with a more persuasive idea to get them to help, and then clean up your dog poop on the bottom of the list.
Did you hear that, Lunchbox?
You got to clean up the dog poop.
I recycle plenty.
Yeah. All right. Hey, I hope you feel good. You happy?
Yeah.
I'm happy you're trying to make a difference.
Yes, I'm very.
Hey, just because you're a kid doesn't mean you can't do a lot, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang in there. Have a good day at school, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. There she is. Bye-bye. There she is. Come on. There. One more time. One more time. One more. She's going to be on Tell Me Something Good. And there you go. Her dreams have been met. And that is what it's all about right there. Thank you very much.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Oh, yes. Our producer, Raymundo, always... sitting in the glass room, he's been gathering the news. Raymundo, what you got?
Yeah, in health news, San Francisco is trying to ban e-cigarettes. The California city already prohibits the sale of flavored tobacco and vaping liquid. In other news, officials announced federal aid and supplies are going to arrive soon to those Midwest towns that were hit by the recent flooding. And finally, two more college basketball playing games tonight. Then the Tournament of 64 starts tomorrow. Get your brackets filled out.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Is that a 15-pound baby? That's big,
wow.
Huh?
That's huge.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's like two babies at once? Like two big babies at once?
Two of me's.
The biggest baby on record at this hospital was born this week to parents who thought they would never have a child of their own. 15 pounds. Joy gave birth to her 15-pound miracle baby girl. Harper Buckley weighed 15 pounds, 5 ounces. Length 23 1/4 inches. It's always weird when people tell me the length of their baby. Like, what do I do with that length? What do I compare it to?
They don't even know what that is.
Yeah. Like, the baby's 19.6 inches.
Well, that's long.
Well.
Yeah, what is a what
I don't
is a
know. They, people always yell the length of their babies at me. Like, how big is the baby? Well, 6 pounds, 7 ounces, but 22 inches.
Oh.
Huh.
Okay.
Wow. As compared to what? Like, lay it next to like a piece of fruit or a shoe or something.
Right.
Like, give me the baby's size compared to a shoe. It's a size 13 shoe.
Oh, that's big.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's a big baby. Yeah, 15-pound baby. Wasn't always a happy story. A few years ago, her and her husband were told that they could not have a baby. Less than a 10% chance. 7 years, and here, boom, there we go. By the way, she had another baby, too, at 11 pounds.
Wow. Much smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And how long was that baby?
No, didn't say.
No shoe size on that one?
I'm really interested in the length, and they won't even give it to me here. Yeah. 15. Eddie, how big was your kid?
10. Well, I have my biggest one was 10. That's my little one.
So that's a big one.
Yes, he was very heavy. And then my first kid, he was 8, so his average.
That kid's 15.
Yeah, that's a heavy baby. And it's a girl. I love that.
Wow. Well, yeah, I saw that. Bobby Bone, come on. Caitlin in Kansas, what's happening?
Hey, Bobby. I just wanted to say we ran into you guys on spring break 2 Saturdays ago at the candy shop on Broadway, and we were so shocked, and I didn't even know what to say at the time, but you made our spring break. That was our first night in Nashville, and you seriously made our spring break. It was the best. We were so lucky.
You were buying candies?
Well, yeah.
You were
in
a candy shop?
This is what happened. I went to watch Amos Lee in concert, and I was at the Ryman, and I was going to walk and meet Morgan number 2, but they were running a little later than I was. And so, what do? I'm not going to a bar. I'm going to the candy store.
Right.
I don't drink. So I was like, where can I go and hang out for like 15 minutes? So I'm going to the candy store.
That sounded really funny.
And so I'm just like looking at all the candy. And so Caitlin here, I remember, she came up and she was like, hey, will you take a picture of me and my friend? And so we took a picture together, and we talked for a little bit. And
that's cool, man.
Then I got a little piece of candy, and I got out of there. All that's pretty accurate, right, Caitlin?
Yes, exactly. And, like, we came to Nashville because of your show, because we're all, like, super fans. We've been listening for a long time, like, since you guys were in Austin. And so we were like, well, where do we go for spring break? Why not try Nashville? And then we, like, ran into you. It was amazing. It just made our whole trip.
Well, I hope that I was as kind to you as you were to me.
Oh, you were. You were so nice to stop and talk, and we took, like, a ton of pictures.
Did you buy any candy, though?
Yeah. Yes, I did, because I was like, I have to commemorate this moment. So I got some chocolate peanut brittle, and it was amazing, and, yeah, it was great.
Well, there you have it. Is everybody else hitting the bars?
You guys are hitting the candy shop.
I was in the candy shop.
Man.
That's right. Caitlin, I hope you have a wonderful day today. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much.
All right. See you later. Hey, Amy has a really cool podcast called Four Things with Amy Brown. Amy, on your last podcast, what were the things that you touched on?
Okay, my sister came on and we talked about teenage rebellion. And then also I shared some of my favorite jeans and how to care for your denim. And then the Enneagram guy came on, which I'm totally into right now.
All right, check it out. Four Things with Amy Brown. Wherever you listen to podcasts, iHeartRadio, wherever. Thank you. It's a good podcast. There you go. Bobby
Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Carrie Underwood shared an inspiring message on her Instagram about bouncing back after having her baby Jacob. She said it's been really hard, but she wants to take it day by day and continue to work out because she loves her body. Jake Owen said that he likes to improvise on stage to see if his band is paying attention, and he's not doing it to be mean. It's more about keeping things interesting and fun. The top country albums this week are Maren Morris's Girl at number 1. Here's the title song, Girl. Girl, won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Luke Combs, this one's for you at number 2. Here's the latest single, Beautiful Crazy.
Beautiful. Crazy, she can't help but amaze me.
And at number 3, Florida Georgia Lines, Can't Say I Ain't Country. Here is their song, Simple, from that album.
It's just that simple, S-I-M-P-L-E, simple as can be. It's just that simple, S-I-M-P-L-E, simple as can be.
I'm Morgan number 2. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news
with Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
When Thomas Pennant crossed the finish line at the New York City Half Marathon, he set a record. No, not the fastest runner, but he was the first one ever to complete a half marathon with a seeing eye dog.
Oh, wow.
Usually they have people that lead the blind runners through the course and things like this. This guy trained dogs because he's blind, started a nonprofit, and the dogs led him throughout the course.
Wow, that's crazy.
How about that?
How about that? That's what it's all about right there. That's Tell Me Something Good.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Cape Coral, Florida. You know, we've all heard the excuse, oh, the dog ate my homework. Well, these three teenagers wish that happened to them. They're on their way home from school, and they're like, hey, let's go break into that house. They go, break a window. The neighbor's dog comes, roo, 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 running out. The guys run away. Only problem is they left their homework inside the house.
Their homework?
Yeah. Guess it fell out of their pocket. Boom. Busted.
One, how old were they?
They were 17.
Well, good for them for doing homework,
yeah, that's
right?
Nice. Yeah.
That's what I hear. Like, look at these guys. Yeah. They're doing homework at 17.
Man, and
it was in their pocket, too. Okay. Oh,
write an essay, put it in your back pocket.
Yeah. What are you going to say?
I was going to say, man, if the dog would have just ate it, they would have got away scot-free.
That's true.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Early on in the show, we talked about this woman giving birth to a 15-pound baby. That seems like hours ago. But I've been handed this story as an update. She describes it as violent. Yeah. Joy Buckley gave birth to her daughter on Monday in New York, by the way. This isn't in Zimbabwe or India. This is a baby in New York, 15 pounds. She said that weighed the same amount as a six-month-old child.
Oh, my gosh.
Her mother said it was like being hit by two tractor trailers and described the experience as violent. It took three doctors, a medical vacuum, and a C-section to deliver Harper the baby.
A vacuum?
Wait. A vacuum.
Oh, were they trying to do vaginally with the vacuum, and then they had to go C-section?
Don't know, didn't
Eddie,
read.
Would you need a vacuum for C-section?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Quote, I felt like I was hit by two tractor trailers. It was pretty violent. She got stuck under my rib cage.
Oh, my God. Oh, well,
wow.
Maybe. Oh, my goodness.
Huh.
Wow, you grow up, and you're the baby that made the news for being
15
pounds.
That's crazy. What up, everybody? Amy, as we end today's show, what's going on?
Oh, man, I'm kidless today, so it's pretty crazy, but I have a lot of work to do. I have a friend coming in town like for work, so just going to be knocking some stuff out.
Kids are still in California?
Yeah, they get back tomorrow.
Is it weird to be at home without the kids?
Yes, it was so bizarre. Like last night, I was like, okay, well, hello, anybody here? It was weird.
I did talk to Amy on FaceTime for probably 45 minutes or an hour or so last night, and yeah, you were pretty attention forward, which is different now. Mostly if it's on FaceTime, there's like kids running around all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah. There you go. Look at that. Lunchbox, what's up today?
Oh, Survivor. Edge of Extinction.
You get it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I cannot wait. That's my day. I'm looking forward to that. I'll take a nap. I mean, that's it. Yesterday was my busy day. Today is my relaxation day.
How was yesterday busy?
Oh, man. My kid, he was acting fussy and not feeling good, so I had to take him to the doctor, and then I had physical therapy, so I had a bunch of appointments that I had to go to, and so it just, the day stacks up, and next thing you know, you don't have any free time.
That's two. What else? What was another appointment?
Oh, those are two.
The doctor's appointment and his
yeah,
physical therapy.
Yeah, that's two.
Yeah, that's two appointments. That makes your day busy.
Did you get your 6 hours of TV in?
No.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying, like, because I got done here, I had time to eat lunch, go pick up the kid from daycare, take him to the doctor, drop him back off at the daycare, and then get to my appointment.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait. Okay, now you're going to another appointment, so that makes sense. I thought if you were going home, why would you drop him back off at daycare?
Yeah,
to watch Survivor in Nicaragua from last year.
No, Edge of Extinction. What about you, Bobby?
Eddie and I have to go shoot a video.
We do.
We have to go to the park and shoot a video for Kathy Lee Gifford.
Yeah.
Who's leaving the Today Show. So
y'all are making her a video because she's leaving?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they asked me to.
What? Yeah. That's so awesome.
So we're gonna, I don't know if it's a surprise or not, but she's probably not listening. So
probably not.
She's probably working right now.
They said shoot it at Bobby's favorite park. So
you're part of her like goodbye reel?
Yeah.
Kathy and I are close.
They're friends.
Yeah. I get it, but I mean, Bobby, you don't act like this is just normal.
We hang out all the time. Yeah. So I'm going to do that. Check out the new Bobbycast.
You know.
I don't know.
You got any appointments?
Yeah, like
10.
Yeah. It's a bunch of work stuff.
It's his busy day.
We'll see you tomorrow. It's my light day. I've got 13 appointments. Okay. Lanco's in tomorrow. They're going to play. I haven't played their great hits, and then they have a new song coming out tomorrow, too. So have a good day. Check out the new Bobbycast.
with Emily Wiseband, who wrote songs like Next Boyfriend with Lauren Elena, Consequences, Camila Cabello. Loving you is sunshine. Search Bobby Kest on iHeartRadio, wherever you listen to your podcasts. Goodbye, everybody. Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.